This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
I had the good fortune to help CHS and Shipman celebrate a year without a lost time accident earlier this week. Because safety is so important, both on the farm and in farm-related business, I had a chance to talk to Reagan Weir about that very subject.
Agriculture is a very, by nature, unsafe business to be in. They're around large equipment that, is very hazardous, certain parts of it, when they're putting on anhydrous ammonia. And so what we're trying to do with our culture of safety is to train our people, our customers that own our business, we're cooperative. We're trying to change everyone's culture that when they're doing those operations or when they're on our facility, it's the safest part of their day.
Keeping up with OSHA, a big part of your job, are they constantly involved?
Yes, and OSHA's in it for the right reasons. They want to make sure everyone's safe. A lot of visits from OSHA happen when there's accidents and when there's something bad has happened. They will make spot visits, but our facilities are very clean. Dave does a very good job of keeping things up to date, records in check, and we're very clean that way.
Over the last 30 or 40 years, obviously, there have been major changes in equipment that have created more safety. But at the same time, because farming's gotten more efficiency and everything moves at a faster pace, I'm sure the opportunity for accidents also has increased, right?
Oh, yes. And as technology increases, farmers can farm accurately at night and use guidance and things. So, they're putting themselves at a little bit more risk sometimes, working long hours, so it's a very dangerous occupation, and we're trying to do everything we can to minimize that danger.
The demands on farmers today for bigger yields, faster this, faster that, is it a temptation to take shortcuts that make accidents on the farm more common? And what do you do to slow them down and remind people?
Yeah, it is. And I think windows of when they can work, it seems like we get those extreme weather patterns that you have just a few days, it seems like, to get
Sure.
your crop planted at the right time so you have the best opportunity for yield. What we try to remind the guys is there's always opportunities to change your plan a little, take your time, do it right, make sure that you're safe. There's a lot of flexibility in agriculture with Roundup Ready crops. We can get the fields clean just about any time during the year. So we usually just try to remind them, just take your time and be safe.
Now I talked about the farmers, now let's talk about here. Because obviously safety among your own employees and to go through a year without having a lost time accident is definitely something to be proud of. But what are some of the issues that you have to deal with the employees to make sure they stay safe?
Well, I'd say it's the constant training. We have monthly safety meetings and when we have employee meetings, we start out with safety. That's the first time Bart Baker, our general manager, he starts the meetings and he talks about safety. And we end with safety, and we just, it's part of our culture that we just don't let up on. We cannot take those shortcuts or do things rapidly. And when we have an accident, we let everyone down.
Part two of our Friday Farm Show. Today we're talking to Jack Wilbrand, also part of our interviews we did over at CHS earlier this week. Jack Wilbrand is the grain specialist over there talking about crop progress. And here's a bit of what we talked about with Jack. This is part one of our conversation with him.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me. Looking at the crop progress this past week, starting to focus more on the conditions of the crop as we've already planted it and seen the crop emerge ahead of pace. We've actually got it planted and emerged faster than what we did last year. And there's not really much of a quality issue on the corn side. We're at 74% good to excellent, which is just 2% behind last year's crop. And we might have another good one on the way. It's a little bit of concern on wet weather down in the south in Texas and Oklahoma. Maybe some acres will probably be missed due to flooding and just excessive moisture. And insurance deadlines have definitely been surpassed in some areas. Looking at the soybeans, pretty much the same scenario. The crop's up. There's a few areas that probably got too much rain, and I guess might have to come in and spot a few beans in. But as far as crop progress goes, it looks like we're building a good moisture bank for this summer and not too many concerns.
Okay. How are the outside markets?
Looking at the outside markets, I feel like we're getting a gift this week. We've got the U.S. dollar breaking the last 2 days. We had the worst day for the U.S. dollar since mid-March when we actually opened above 100 points and then closed below 95. Anytime you can have a big decrease in the U.S. dollar index or the value of our U.S. commodity, it opens up the door for foreign countries to come in and purchase our products at a lot cheaper price, and I think it's given an opportunity for the U.S. producer to sell. There's a lot of old crop in the bin yet, and it's going to be hard to gauge how much you want to hold on to when you get into pollination here, and if we continue to have cooler temperatures and wet weather like this, like an El Nino year typically does, then we could see prices that are a lot lower. So I'd encourage a guy to kind of review his inventory and put some new crop sales on and start to empty out the bins.
The EPA's change in the ethanol amount for this coming year means about 1.75 million less bushels of corn going into ethanol production. Does that put a damper on things? Does that make a big difference?
I think it possibly could. It could, but I do think the ethanol market is a strong market. Whenever we had crude oil drop down in the 40s, $40 per barrel, it doesn't really work for their margins. But now that we've got corn that's a little bit cheaper for them to grind and we're back up in the $60 range, I think that's kind of a sweet spot. I'd like to see corn worth a little bit more and crude oil worth a little bit more for that market to operate completely, completely healthy in the way it should. But I think really what we need is outside buyers, buyers in Asia to come in and chew this corn up. The domestic demand is definitely important, and we're probably going to see a weakening in feed demand with the bird flu. The bird flu would be something maybe that I'm a little bit more worried about for...
It's affecting the poultry business quite a bit right now, isn't it?
It sure is, yep. It's in the chickens, it's in the turkeys, and it seems like about every week there's another huge poultry farm that's going down to this, and you know, dead turkeys and dead chickens don't eat much corn, so
no,
it's not a good thing whenever you've got weakening demand in the domestic market, but you know, we really need the outside markets, to the outside Asian buyers and maybe even some South American buyers or Mexico to come in and purchase some of this stuff to really chew through the record inventory we have.
That's part two of our Friday Farm Show. We'll be back again tomorrow morning with more of our interviews from CHS Shipman. Have a nice day.